The War and the Work of the Church. For a time to those in Battle Creek, the war seemed far away. Little was happening on the battlefields, and James and Ellen White were involved in the various church interests. But as the war progressed, the president issued calls for more soldiers. Each state was required to furnish a certain quota of men for each call, and this in turn was apportioned to each county, city, and ward. If the number of those who freely volunteered failed to reach the required quota, it would become necessary to institute a draft. To avoid this, ways had to be found to encourage the enlistment of men to make up the required number. To promote enlistment, citizens' committees were formed in many municipalities. They arranged to offer bounties to be paid to recruits. Beginning at $25, they were soon raised to as high as $100 as more and more men were called to the front. Because Seventh-day Adventists were particularly anxious to avoid the threatened draft, which would involve Sabbath keepers, James White heartily participated in the matter of raising funds to pay attractive bonuses to volunteers. Seventh-day Adventists as a rule were conscientiously opposed to the bearing of arms, yet they felt it to be their duty to raise money for the payment of the bonuses offered to volunteers who had no religious scruples against bearing arms. James White, J. P. Kellogg, and other leading Adventists attended and took part in a number of mass meetings of Battle Creek citizens. In these meetings there was free discussion of the activities of the war, but particularly the problem of furnishing the quota of men, if possible, without the necessity of the draft. White made it clear that Sabbath-keeping young men had not refrained from volunteering because they were cowards or ease-loving. Though they were generally poor, they would willingly contribute as freely as the well-to-do. The perplexities incident to the war increased as the rate of the bounty was raised, necessitating still heavier calls for means from Seventh-day Adventists. Workers in the field reported difficulties in connection with attempts in evangelism. William Ingram reported that the Illinois tent was laid up because it was useless to pitch the tent in new fields during the war excitement. In Iowa, J.H. Wagoner and B.F. Snook were arrested under martial law and detained till they secured a certificate from the county judge setting forth their place of residence, their present occupation and calling. The judge advised them to repair immediately to their homes, as they would be daily more and more liable to troubles and difficulties. Ibid, August 26, 1862. From Rochester, New York, M. E. Cornell reported. The war excitement was so great we had to adjourn for 2 nights. Our tent was used for the war meetings. I never saw such an excitement as there is here in Rochester. The streets are blocked up with the tents of recruiting officers. The stores are all closed up 3 o'clock to 6 p.m., and all are trying to induce men to enlist. War meetings every night, Ibid, August 26, 1862.